And then also we have Benito Luigi Cantores here with us as well. We'll take a listen to them together, and then we'll talk a little bit. Lately, they've been performing using the name Us.
I need a reliable friend, someone to talk to, they don't have to listen. Someone who will understand. Someone who has had my hands. And I'm trying to put it for pawn. And after time, it will be gone. And for now, it's here, but not for long. And for now, it's here, but not for long. Talk loudly, only I can hear. Can't express my emotion, and that is my biggest fear. Well, everything, it's all going too fast. All my common cravings, they're all suddenly in last. And I'm trying to put it for pawn. And after time, well, it will be gone. And for now, it's here, but not for long. And for now, it's here, but not for long.
Terrific, terrific performance, Eli Alfieri and Benito Cantores. Tell me about that song. Who wrote it?
That song is almost more of a. This is better. That song's almost more of a gag now.
Yeah,
in complete honesty.
That was like when we first got together and started playing music together. When I was in eighth grade, Eli was in seventh grade.
Great influence.
Yeah, and that was like our first song that we would ever do like live, and you know, between like all of our friend groups, that's like, oh, play Put It For Pawn. It's just like the fun one to do.
It's a classic hit.
Yeah,
it's a good song. You both play guitar pretty aggressively on that song in a great way, and you sound like you really enjoy playing together too.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. We have
that.
A,
that is true.
We have a musical bond.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Have you? Let me ask Eli. Are you? Did you know what you're doing after graduation?
I'm planning on attending Pitt.
I thought so.
But right now we're working on a really big recording project. So depending on where that goes. I guess everything's kind of up in the air.
Excellent. But. Well, it's good to sort of take things as it happens. Yeah. Tell me about the project. What are you going to do?
Well, pretty much we're attempting to
record, produce, write everything by ourselves. I have a little makeshift studio set up in my basement.
The first album that I did, I thought that a lot of the songs were written fairly well, but the production was just awful. So we're really focusing.
We're out to set the record straight.
Yeah.
Well, it would be an EP or
a full length.
It's gonna be probably fuller length. In all honesty, we're planning on
like 11, 12 songs. Yeah.
Maybe even more.
Maybe less. Yeah. It's up in the air.
Well, that's great. Let's hear another song from you. What would you like to do next?
All right. Nothing to lose. This one's called Nothing to Lose.
Nothing to Lose.
Yeah.
Never happened quite like this before. I love to watch the wind blow the chimes by your door. And like the chimes, I just go with the breeze. It's lost me some lovers, but maybe now it's the key you're able to see life's beauty. Puts me at ease when you know what I mean. Yeah, something inside me doesn't feel the same. You open my brain, and I swear that it's not in vain. Well, I have nothing to lose except you. I have nothing to lose except for you. Sing to the radio in broken cars. Carry you up a hill just to carry you back down. Carry a blanket just to lay on the ground. Don't leave my head. Finish my thoughts. Don't leave my bed. Connect the dots. Something inside me doesn't feel the same. And I think that you're to blame. Because you opened my brain. I swear that it's not in vain. Well, I have nothing to lose except you.
There, you've got the duo called like Us.
Picture. Huh? I like the picture.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we just put a picture. I'm glad all you right, mentioned that. Right. We put a picture of you guys up on Facebook. Usually I try to hide those right away because it can be distracting. Kudos for playing with the picture. If you go to our Facebook page, you can get a look at Eli and Benito as they're playing together here this morning. And that's another great song. You're both good guitar players, and you definitely suit each other
as you play. I'm actually not the guitar player.
Oh, well, Eli's clearly doing the leads, but you fit. You fit with each other. How is your guitar playing? Your own assessment.
I mean, I can play the guitar, but usually in the band and when we play.
He can play a mean Wonderwall.
No, yeah. Yeah, I can. But I'm actually the drummer. Yeah.
Ah. So when you play as Us, is it sometimes more than the two of you?
Yes.
Yeah. It's really like a rotating cast of characters.
Cast of characters.
We have a piano/keyboard player now named Joe Hodges.
Joe Hodges. He's incredible.
Yeah, we're really excited about him.
Yeah. And then bass players when we can get them.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, you have busy lives. How do you find the time to practice and, you know, to...
By not doing homework and no.
I think the most important thing is just, like, really budgeting time and setting time aside for, you know, certain things.
And then this has really been a priority for us.
Yeah.
In the last year, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Especially... second half of this year.
Yeah, we're actually taking a small break from doing performances just to really focus on
recording
this album. Yeah.
And you mentioned you're going to self-record. Whose basement?
Benito's basement, here. Yeah.
My basement, yeah.
You can get pretty good results.
Yeah.
Depending on what you have.
Bit of garage band accent.
In 2019, I don't think that it's very unheard of to record a, you know, professional quality album with all the technology that's
available.
Yeah.
Well, especially if you're starting with some talent, which both of you have.
Thank you.
That's the key to begin that way. So you guys met in seventh grade, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In junior high school.
Yeah, and in jazz band.
Yeah, I think we were just in band class together and...
God, I was just thinking about those days. Yesterday, I had some TV sitcom was on, and you have a fan out there who's looking right through the glass at you.
All right.
and the premise of the TV sitcom was like a grade school and elementary school band playing together, earnestly trying very hard to sound like a unit, mm-hmm. but... You know, at the age of 9, 10, 11, with band instruments, you haven't quite developed your armature on the trumpet at that age yet. And it got me to thinking about school bands. Some school bands, as you get older, like jazz bands, can be pretty sweet and do a pretty good job.
Yeah, we had a blast in high school jazz band.
Yeah, the music department at Woodland Hills is
good.
Incredible. Yeah.
It was good when I was there, too, in the prehistoric Churchill area high school days.
Yeah,
there was
that must be a long time ago, because I think last time, you said that Tom Crone wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Crone's been there for, what?
40 years.
Wow.
I guess he was at Turtle Creek before, though.
You know, Jerry Rouseau was our band director, and I'm pretty sure he retired about the time I graduated, which would have been about that time.
Okay. The changing of the guards.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. Did you guys play guitar or do music individually before you met?
Yeah.
I've been writing songs for a really long time.
Were you writing them like mm-hmm. in elementary school?
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand... I was the piano lesson child.
Ah.
Yeah. I took piano lessons for a long time, and I was kind of able to figure out how to read different instrument music, which is how I kind of taught myself the drums, along with playing by ear. And I think we just kind of bonded after that, because he plays the guitar, I play the drums,
it kind of
works. We were
the only two people that had an appreciation.
For the same stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
What's good that you found each other, and that happens in junior. You went to different elementary schools, right?
Yeah, I went to Catholic grade school, and I switched over about sixth grade, so going into junior high. So I had no idea who he was before then.
Where'd you go to grade school?
St. Bede.
St. Bede. It's either St. Morris, St. Bede, all those places.
Yeah, one of the saints.
I can remember. Well, we have time for one more that you're going to do. It's really been great to have you guys here again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you know what you want? What you want to do?
Do you want to do Angels?
Yeah, let's do Angels.
Or do you want to do a cover?
You can do either. Do you want to do two more? Why don't you do them both? Well, there's time.
Yeah, let's do.
If you're into it.
I kind of want to play All Along the Watchtower.
Me too. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's like start it slow, though.
You want me to take the first verse?
You go there. You want to take?
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine. Plowmen, dig my earth. None of them are on the line. No one any of it's worth. But you and I, we have been through that. And this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour is getting late. All along the watchtower, the princess kept the view. Women came and went. And for her soldiers too. Outside in the cold distance, a wildcat did growl. Two riders were approaching, and the wind began to howl.
We've always liked that song.
It's fun to watch. I can tell you like it. It's fun to watch you guys play. You can tell that
you know
you're
enjoying
Weaver's
each
favorite
other. Song.
Really?
Yeah. It's for Liam Weaver.
Yeah, that one goes out to Liam Weaver.
Liam, we know you're listening. It's your favorite, his favorite song. Thank you, Liam. Do you want to do one more? We talked about three. If you want to do one more, we're up for it.
Yeah. Do you want to do an oldie or a newie?
This next song here is going to be a new one on the album, and it's called Angels Prevail.
Okay, and that was Benito Cantores. And Eli Alfieri, is this, who wrote this? Is this one you wrote?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I want to thank you both for being here.
Thank you. It's been
anything else? Is there anything else you'd like to say? It's probably our last chance to talk to on this radio program. It's all been said.
You can like our page on Facebook.
Yeah. Ah, there you go.
Yeah. I think it's under Eli Alfieri Music. You could just search that in the search engine there.
There's also
a
website.
There's a website. Yeah.
Search all one word, Eli Alfieri Music.
Yeah.
.com. You can subscribe to our email list.
So
there you go. Constantly updated.
Any gigs or any new releases or anything, you'll know right away.
Or if you just want to hang out.
Yeah. You could set it as the page you look at all the time.
Yeah.
Get a picture of Eli, make it your screen, background.
Or Benito.
Yeah.
Or Benito. Yeah, either the two of them. Thank you guys for being here. What's the name of this one again?
Angels Prevail.
Okay, yeah. Thanks so much. Here they are again, members of us.
Yeah, the angel prevails.
Eli Alfieri and Benito Cantores, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having us.
For being here. You sounded absolutely great.